Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Why You Worried About It. I'm Lindsay Bush. I am the HR director with Country Crossroads.
And hey, everybody. I'm Susie Arbo. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and we are on this journey to a better you, a better us, a better everything. So we are all about helping people in any way that we can. We work at a private practice called Country Crossroads Counseling, and we're all about getting the word out about mental health to the masses as much as we can, talking about kind of what's going on in people's lives and how to help them.
That's right. We're super excited today. We have a guest. We love when we have guests on. We have Kelsey. Kelsey, you want to tell everybody who you are and what you do with us?
Sure. My name's Kelsey Carlton. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist at Country Crossroads Warrensburg location. Kind of travel all over to schools. I love seeing my kiddos in our rural school districts as well. But I have a huge passion for kiddos and sports and athletics and of course, mental health. And so I'm excited to be here today to talk about how those two things intertwine.
Absolutely. Do you want to kind of explain kind of your history with athletics and kind of why it's important to you?
Like, yeah, absolutely. So I have kind of a bizarre journey with athletics. I was a three-sport athlete growing up, loved playing volleyball, basketball, softball. You know, it sustained a lot of injuries, as most athletes do. So ended up having to give up basketball in high school, played competitive softball year-round. Basically, since I was 12 up until 18, was going to go on to play college softball. Very quickly found out that my life plans were drastically changing as I found out I was expecting my daughter, but she has completely followed in my footsteps. She loves the game, has a huge passion for it. So she started competitive softball at six and is now 8 years old and playing 10U competitive softball. My son's following right in her footsteps as well. And he's in kindergarten. So he's really just starting to really get involved with sports. But I coach Kinsley's competitive softball team. So things have really come full circle. It's been fun.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome. And Lindsay, you have a sports background too, don't you? You want to tell everybody?
Yeah. So I definitely, that's kind of what I did as a kid. I was definitely a tomboy, played a lot of sports, volleyball, basketball, softball, and kind of the same journey, small town. There wasn't much else to do, kept me out of trouble for sure. So that's what I did. I played sports all the time. I ended up right after school, I graduated and I thought my plan was to be a mom and wife. And that's what I dreamt of, you know? And so I kind of went down that journey and then quickly decided, what am I doing? Why? I don't want to grow up to put me back in school. So I was lucky enough to walk on to Missouri Valley College, and I played a year of college volleyball, and I really enjoyed it. A lot of fun. But again, going back with the mental health stuff with it, I mean, it's challenging. It's hard and there's so many different aspects of it. For me, I find it very intriguing, not only with our kids starting so young. Like, I love hearing and seeing the kids starting so young, but then like seeing them, some kids kind of get gassed through the years of it. And then also with the injuries, if you're completely defined by your sports and then you get injured and you can't do it anymore, like that's a big deal. And like, there's just so many different mental health things that go along with sports. Like, I find it so intriguing and so important to talk about and make sure that you're taking care of yourself and your kids and all those things. So yeah, I'm like Kelsey, and I know you too. You have an amazing story that I can't wait for you to share with everybody, but I know we all are super passionate about making sure we're taking care of each other in these roles.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I grew up on a very different path than you guys. I cheered and I danced, and that was kind of my background all through, you know, high school and then into college, and then also semi-pro and then arena football. My dream was always to try out for the NFL. So spending 13 years then with the Kansas City Chiefs and being a cheerleader and riding their mascot horse for all those years. And so athletics and it's kind of been my whole life. And so I'm super excited for Kelsey to share just a couple of things, like when we're talking about mental health and kind of why it's important and whatnot.
Yeah. So I think a big part of my journey and probably the biggest thing with athletics, especially in youth, is burnout. You know, we talk about burnout in the workforce and how important it is to be taking care of yourself. But burnout with athletics is just as severe. It happens to kids across the nation, happens every single day. I know that playing year round and being a multi-sport athlete, like, it was a lot. There was a lot of pressures. I felt Like my worth was almost based off of how well I performed, which therefore created a lot of anxiety for me. And at the time, I didn't know it was anxiety. I was just motivated to be the best, and I wanted to go out there and leave it all on the field. And shout out to my dad. Love you, Clint. He was my biggest fan and also my toughest supporter. He rode my butt and made sure I was giving 110%. And if I wasn't, we were having a conversation about it. But that created, the person that I am. I'm hardworking and super driven. And, that instills morals and values. And like, I'm super thankful for that kind of background. But I think it also kind of contributed to some of my burnout too. Playing year round and constantly being, having to have these conversations about, okay, what could I have done better, regardless of how well I play, So burnout in athletes needs to definitely start being addressed at a younger age. And I know with me and my coaching staff for Kinsley's softball team, I'm going to talk about softball a lot. It's baseball, softball season. That's kind of where we're at and where my headspace is at right now. But that's something that our coaching staff talks about a lot is let the girls be, exploring other sports. If you want to wrestle, go wrestle. You want to play basketball, go play basketball. Let them figure out, what they want to do. It's super healthy for them to be able to play multiple sports. It allows them to kind of shift focus and be, build on that resilience that we're teaching. So we really push and work on the mental side of the game with our athletes. And we're talking girls that are 8, 9, 10 years old right now. So
And how influential is that though in those years? Like these are their building years when they're creating their little minds and turning into little adults and little humans. And like these are, I think, the not most important years, but really truly how this is their foundation. This is what they're learning and they're building off of. So I love to hear that you're already doing something about that and really paying attention to it because it is hard. It's hard on kids and you see it and you see some parents in the stands and coaches and it's eye-opening, like, and then I, as a parent, I step back and go, oh my gosh, am I doing that? Am I living through my kid? Like, or am I making sure she's having fun? Or am I trying to like live through her? So it's definitely eye-opening whenever you just step back and like take it all in.
I think that's probably one of the hardest parts, honestly, is trying to find that balance between coach versus parent. And especially in like rec sports, lots of parents volunteer their time to be coaches. And that's super, super hard. And it's one of the things that I have had to really work on. When we're in between the foul lines or when we're on the court, I'm coach. And Kinsley has actually been instructed, as well as all these other coaches' daughters, that when we're at practice or when we're in a game, my name's not mom. My name's coach. And that's been a tough adjustment for our athletes. But when we get in the car, I'm no longer coach. I'm not going to harp on you. I want you to tell me how you think you played, and I'm going to support and validate because now I'm mom. So, finding that balance and playing multiple roles is probably the biggest challenge, I think.
Right. And we've all seen those kind of parents. We are in the horse show world, and horses is just another kind of form of athleticism, if you will. But we've noticed that the parents that are doing it for them, right? Like they were into horses and they want their people to continue. Those are the people that when they graduate from high school, we don't see them again because they usually leave the house and then they don't want to continue that lifelong sport. When a lot of these sports we're talking about right now, if you can do them for a lifetime. I know Kelsey, you with a company hosted a huge softball tournament last year. Adults playing that, right? Like it's something you can do. I know Lindsay, you're on a volleyball league, and it's something that you can enjoy for a lifetime. We're hosting a golf tournament coming up. We know a lot of people golf through their whole life. And so if like you talk about Kelsey's burnout, if you do it right, you can have these things in your life and really enjoy them, find the joy in them.
Yeah, my time after having Kinsley, and actually after having my son, I didn't want anything to do with it. I didn't want to be at the field. I didn't want to be, playing volleyball or basketball. I was done. I just wanted to focus on, finishing my hours for grad school and being a mom and, being a wife, being all of the things, all these other super important roles that I play. And as my kids have gotten older and I've had time to really take care of myself and work on me, I've found a new found passion for coaching. And, I play softball on Sundays. I play volleyball with Lindsay on Wednesdays, and we're always looking for, avenues to continue playing. So just like in the workforce, like I had said, burnout, but taking care of yourself to make sure that you can come back and continue doing the things that you once had a love and a passion for and continuing that.
I think it's important for our kids to see it too, or even those young ones out there that still see us active. And yes, I'm nowhere close to in shape like I was in high school or any of those things. And my mind still wants to do all the things, but my body's like, yeah, no, ma'am, you're not able to do it. But like getting to take my kids with me and show them that like there is life after it. And it's just because maybe you're not gonna, these kids, most kids aren't gonna go outside of high school to another level. It's amazing if they can and they do, but most aren't, and that's okay. Like, it is okay to not put all your eggs in that basket. There's so much more to life than sports. Do I love sports? And I think it's amazing for those that it worked out. Absolutely. But I think it's important to know that you're not defined by those sports. And I know Kelsey kind of touched on that earlier. It's hard when you feel like that is your whole sole purpose. I know I used to joke a lot. I struggled a lot with mental health right after, even when I was in college, playing. I was away from home and trying to do it, and I struggled a lot with feeling like the girl that peaked in high school. In college, I wasn't. It was not all about me. I was not the go-to girl. Like, there were players way better than me, and that was hard. I was always used to being kind of the go-to, and so that was a mind struggle for me. And then getting out of it completely, like, there's a lot to it. I think making sure our kids are well-rounded. And it's not just putting all of it into, yes, leave it all on the field and do all the things and go to the practices. I think that's amazing, but what are we doing outside of it too? Because I don't know the statistic. I'm sure they're out there, but most high school athletes, they're not gonna go on. And so you don't want to make them feel like life is over just because they didn't continue on down that path. Like, I don't know. And I feel like now I'm preaching in the wrong direction because I love sports and I would love for my daughter to go and play, but it's okay if they don't, you know, like, and maybe it's me justifying to myself to be okay with them letting your kid take their own path, like pick what they want to do, like guide them and give them the tools, but not force it on them, I guess. I don't know. Because I do feel like sometimes we do that.
I don't know stats for other sports, but I know statistically for softball, only 3% of high school athletes make it to the collegiate
I believe
level.
it. I totally
So
believe it.
a lot smaller than what people realize. And part of that identity crisis that, you know, I experienced was, what do I do now? You know, my whole
What now?
summers, my winters were, you know, off season training, and what do I do?
Now
You
what?
know, I don't know who I am. I was a big name, big fish, small pond kind of thing, and now I'm a nobody, and that is super isolating. And you know, especially coming off of injuries, it's a whole new world, and it's tough. But again, like, I think those injuries and that transition struggle kind of led me to being so resilient, and I think that that's a hard life lesson that you can't just teach somebody. It's something that you don't really truly understand until you're in the thick of it.
Yep, you hit on resiliency, and I think that that is so huge. I feel like all of those kind of setbacks and those letdowns in life completely build us up, you know, for things that are in our future that we don't even know about. And so it's just being strong during those moments and keep carrying on. And I remember the defining day when the Chiefs, you know, actually it was a day, and I'll never forget, because it was kind of like you guys are talking about your identity, right? It's what you've done for 13 years. This is who you are. And then all of a sudden, when they tell you it's done, right? It's not my choice. Then it's like you've got to pick up. And then it's like God opened all these other doors with all these other amazing opportunities that I had no idea that I'd still be probably trying to, you know, trying to do what I was doing before. And so in our company, we call them gifts. And we were just joking earlier about that this kind of a gift, our technology today. We were having some issues out in rural Missouri here, but a lot of these times when we can look at the learning opportunity in them, it is amazing because it sets us up for better things, right? And there's always going to be problems, there's always going to be stress, there's always going to be something, some letdown, and it's okay, right? It is a complete gift so that we can carry on and learn. So yeah. Any other kind of points that you have, Kelsey, or tips for people about mental health and sports, kind of what to keep in mind? We always kind of like to give people like kind of a challenge or like something to work on in the show.
Sure. I think the two biggest things, number one being when you're watching your kid or when you're assessing an athlete's progress, that's the thing that we want to focus on is progress, not performance. And this is a super hard thing because it could have been the game-winning, you know, three-pointer, or you missed the game serve, or you know, bobbled a routine ground ball, but what we're looking at is this kid progressing, right? Based off, and we're not talking stats. That's a whole nother, we could spend 15 more minutes talking about, you know, the toxicity with stats. But when we're looking at a kiddo, are they being a good teammate, right? Lindsay had mentioned that well-roundedness. We tell our girls from the jump, if people come to watch you play, it's because they know you can perform. They know that you can play the game and that you're good at what you do. What they're looking for is, are you being a good teammate? Are you hustling? Are you communicating? Are you carrying yourself in a negative way when you make an error? Or are you picking yourself up, being a team leader? All of these other aspects that, you know, have to be carried forward in life as well. So we're looking at progress in that area and not so much as performance. We don't care how many times you strike out. You know, softball is a game of failure. It's going to happen. So we're looking at how much has my kid improved from Tuesday's practice to Thursday's practice? What have they improved on? And so then I think my one thing that I would challenge, you know, listeners to do would be using the sandwich method. We talk about this a lot in therapy or just in regular communication, you know, starting with a positive. Hey, you did such a good job on XYZ. And then, you know, the middle of our sandwich would be our feedback, not criticism. Well, you could have done this better. But when we're giving that feedback piece, it's what do you think you could have improved on or done maybe even a little bit better? What's something that you think we need to work on at home in between practices? And then always ending it again with another positive. But hey, I'm so proud of you because I noticed that when, you know, Billy Bob was looking sad, you went over and you know, gave him a high five and you really picked your teammate up. I'm so incredibly proud of you. You know, so using that sandwich method whenever we're talking to our athletes or clients, students, children, anybody, honestly.
Spouses.
Yes, spouses. Can't forget them.
That's really good advice. I think that's really good advice and whatnot. Well, this has been really informative. I know I picked up some tips, so I love it. And I know that we always kind of leave it on a positive note. Is there anything else, either Lindsay or Kelsey, that you guys want to share about sports and mental health and
I would say I would challenge people to lead by example, and not only whether you're a coach or an athlete, but as a parent, as a supporter of your loved ones, try not to be so critical. Show kids how to show up for other people, positivity, and exude that positive, good energy. And hopefully they will pick up on those things too, and you can see that come through them as well. If you see that crazy parent yelling and screaming, just I remind myself all the time when I get worked up. There's a good chance she can't even hear me hollering at her. So, or my son is not even paying attention to me. So just cut it back and relax, take a deep breath, and just remember that they're out here. It should be for fun for everybody.
I love that. Yeah, I think probably the biggest thing would be whatever your vice is, whatever game you're passionate about, it doesn't define you. It's okay to have bad games. This is a sport, it's a hobby, it's something that you do, it's not who you are.
I love that. I love that. Well, thank you so much, Kelsey, for joining us today. This is super awesome. And of course, we always want to hear from people. If you have a topic that's on your heart that you want to hear more about or you want to learn more about, please let us know. We love having guests. Kelsey, you're such a huge part of Country Crossroads Counseling, and you're making a difference in this world through your therapy that you do with people and the lives that you're touching through your coaching and parenting and all that. So thanks for what you do. And yeah, I think this has been a good one, Lindsay.
Yes, thank you so much. Everybody, if you want to follow us on Facebook, that's the best way to watch us and see what we're doing over here at Country Crossroads. We're always moving and shaking. It's Country Crossroads Counseling on Facebook. And then our website's the same, countrycrossroadscounseling.com. Reach out to us. We would love to hear those topics. And if you ever want to be on our show and just chat with us, we love having our guests. Thanks so much.